T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I am with Erica Dix, one of the owners of Anytime Fitness in Jamestown. And Erica, you are contemplating suing the governor as part of a class action lawsuit over the state keeping gyms like yours closed. Please tell us a little bit about why you're contemplating this lawsuit.
As a whole, we don't feel as though we've been able to be given our due process and be given our chance to open and show that we can do it safely, and show that we can do it, you know, just like everybody else has been doing it, with the grocery stores that have stayed open, the restaurants that have reopened since the close down, the bars. We just haven't been given a chance. We're just being looked over for some reason.
When phase four was initially announced, was that when you were hoping that you'd be able to reopen?
Yes, and in fact, we actually thought it would be earlier than that, but we sort of just kept getting pushed back, and phase four is the final phase. So to be pulled from that, it's kind of discouraging and frustrating, because now we don't have any idea when we're going to be able to reopen.
Erica, the governor mentioned that for gyms to reopen, they would have to get special filters that would be able to catch the COVID-19 virus. Have you had a chance to look into getting filtration systems like that, and how much that might cost?
All it is a simple filter. We do have a couple of sites to check out, but we haven't looked at the cost of it yet. But from my understanding, it's a filter, just like any HVAC unit has a filter. It's just a little bit more defined, I guess, for lack of a better word. But it's a simple filter. And if that's what it will take, every gym across the state will do it. But we're all collectively sort of on pause as far as doing anything, because today he could say something different. Well, it's not the HVAC, it's XYZ is the reason. So why should we spend this additional money that none of us have coming in, or most of us don't have it coming in, for, you know, something that may or may not actually be an issue.
When could you decide to file suit, and how many others are with you, other gym owners with you, as far as this class action lawsuit?
I think we're about 3,000. 500-ish are committed, like fully committed to it. And it could be as early as this week. And look, the only thing we really want is to be able to reopen. It's not about money. It's not about bashing somebody. It's about getting the chance to reopen and show that we can do it safely and be there for our community and allow them, you know, to have their gyms back. Because it's not, at the end of the day, it's not about the owners. It's about the community and the members that they serve.
And what's been the reaction from members at your gym at Anytime Fitness?
They're frustrated they're as frustrated as we are. You know, I have members who have had to go back to physical therapy because the gyms have closed and their physical health is deteriorating. I have members with PTSD who are suffering mentally because they're not in the gym. For a lot of people, that's an outlet. It's where they get their mental stability. Obviously, their physical health, it builds immunity. So for him to just shut us down, you know, we work with Silver Sneakers programs, which is the elderly, And, you know, one of the things that I know he said is you can work out outside. You can eat dinner at home, and you can drink alcohol at home, and you can, you know, you can do all these other things at home. But those places, businesses have all remained open, and that's great for them. But we deserve the chance also.
How confident are you that you can reopen Anytime Fitness in Jamestown and your fellow gym owners can open their gyms confidently and safely?
I'm very confident that we can reopen safely. We've had in our facility, we've already had a disinfecting policy in effect for the past 5 years since we've owned the gym. Members wipe down the equipment with disinfecting wipes when they're done with it. We clean daily every inch of the gym. We've had members tell us repeatedly that our gym is the cleanest one in the area. So we're very confident that we can open it safely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.